Will monarchy fall as Pluto transitions into Aquarius? Will human freedom be redefined or restricted in the next 20 years? Are we entering an era of rapid technological progress or surveillance control? In this Astroboost special edition, we'll explore the upcoming Pluto transit into Aquarius, a once-in-a-lifetime astrological shift that will define the next 20 years. What does this powerful planet's movement into a forward-thinking air sign mean for the world at large? From the potential end of monarchies to the rise of artificial intelligence and digital currency, we'll examine how global leadership, human rights, and technology are poised for a dramatic transformation. Hello and welcome to Astrobooth. I'm here to keep you updated on the latest astrological events, helping you stay tuned. And today we have a very special edition. We are diving deep into one of the most significant astrological shifts of our lifetime, Pluto's transit from Capricorn into Aquarius. Pluto is the slowest moving planet in astrology, taking 248 years to travel through the zodiac. Because of this, most people experience Pluto in only a few signs during their lifetime. But when Pluto changes signs, its impact is felt far and wide. It often forces us to confront situations that completely reshape how we view our life, whether we want to or not. These are the types of experiences that makes us reassess our values and understand the deeper meaning of existence. This is not just an event for those with Aquarius sun sign or moon sign. Pluto's energy will affect everyone. Whether you've been following Pluto's journey into Capricorn for the last 15 years, or you're new to astrology, this episode will give you a clear understanding of how this shift could reshape the world as we know it. Now let's talk about this major transition. Pluto will officially leave Capricorn on November 20th and move into Aquarius, where it will stay until the year 2044. The current 2024 is a transitional year, meaning not all the changes will be clear right away. Expect to feel the full impact of Pluto's energy in 2025 and 2026 as the years ahead unfold new events that will make the future more clear. Before that, however, let's reflect on Pluto's recent transit through Capricorn, which began in 2008. Capricorn, the sign of structure, control, and authority, has seen its fair share of profound transformation under Pluto's gaze. From economic collapses and the housing market crash in 2008 to the rise of authoritarian governments and significant global power struggles, we've witnessed institutions either adapt or crumble. For many of us, these past 15 years have felt like a constant uphill battle, with challenges that forced us to rethink our relationship with power and control, whether in politics, business, or our personal lives. Pluto also reveals uncomfortable truth. It exposes what no longer serves us, and under its influence, we've seen long-standing systems begin to crack. But as Pluto moves into Aquarius in late 2024, this energy will shift from the old structures of Capricorn to the innovative, rebellious spirit of Aquarius. To understand this shift, it's helpful to look at the energies of both Pluto and Aquarius. Pluto symbolizes authority, control, and transformation, often linked to governments, power structures, and large corporations. Aquarius, on the other hand, is a sign of revolution, freedom, and forward-thinking innovation. When these two energies combine, we can expect massive societal shifts, political upheavals, and breakthroughs in technology and science. Pluto in Aquarius is also about breaking down old power structures. As we move into this new era, we could see the end of traditional monarchies and even question the survival of the British royal family. With Pluto dismantling old power systems, Prince William may become the very last reigning monarch of the UK. We're not just talking about royalty either. On a global scale, Pluto in Aquarius could lead to the rise of new political movements, revolutions, and the dismantling of old power structures. We might witness the collapse of current global alliances, while new will form to meet the needs of a changing world. Global leadership, governments, and international institutions like NATO and the United Nations are likely to face major transformations. Some might dissolve entirely, while others will likely face major challenges. Starting from November 20th and until the year 2044, we are ushering in a new era of transformation. As I mentioned earlier, Aquarius is the sign of freedom, innovation, and the future, but also the sign of technology and revolution. This is where Pluto's intense transformative energy meets the world of science, digital advances, and social change. What does this mean for us? We can expect rapid technological advancements. We're already seeing the rise of artificial intelligence, autonomous vehicles, space exploration, and digital currency. Over the next 20 years, these advancements will accelerate even more, fundamentally altering the way we live, work, and interact. The internet as we know it today might evolve into something entirely new, possibly replaced by more advanced forms of communication and connectivity. But Pluto's energy also comes with a darker side. Yes, we may witness incredible scientific progress, but at what cost? As we move further into this Aquarian age, we'll also see shifts in global trade, the rise of digital currencies, and possibly the complete elimination of physical money, at least in the developed countries. Banks will continue moving their operations and offices online, creating a bigger playground for cyber attacks, but also driving forward a new digital economy. As governments and corporations gain more control over digital spaces, are we heading into an era of greater surveillance and restricted freedoms? How much control do we allow governments to have over these technologies? Imagine a world where digital virtual passports and biometric ID systems tracks your every move, and governments monitor not just where you travel, but how you live, interact, and think in this highly connected world. While this might offer greater security and convenience, it could also lead to unprecedented levels of state control. So the real question is, will this technological leap forward bring more freedom, or will it lead to new forms of oppression? Another key theme for Pluto in Aquarius is the struggle for human rights. Aquarius is known for its rebellious energy, and we can expect to see movements that challenge existing power dynamics. This could mean political revolutions, protests against corporate greed, or pushes for greater equality in an increasingly digital society. And let's not forget, Aquarius rules science and technology, so we'll see these themes play out in space exploration, innovations in healthcare, and much more. Pluto doesn't just gift us transformation. It forces us to confront uncomfortable truth. By 2025, Saturn and Neptune will also move into new signs, adding even more layers to the changes we will experience. History has shown that when Pluto shifts, revolutions happen. Think of the fall of the Berlin Wall or the Russian Revolution. Both of these events occurred during significant planetary transitions, and this time is no different. Pluto's transit in Aquarius will also bring an end to many long-standing political reigns. Watch closely over the next 3 to 4 years as we may see some major political leaders leave the political stage forever. With Uranus entering Gemini in July 2025, we may see civil unrest in the US. Historically, this transit has coincided with major unrests in the United States of America, such as the American Revolution and the Civil War. So we can expect some turbulent times ahead, but not just in the US, and in globally as well. The next few years will be pivotal. Aquarius is also strongly associated with social justice, equality, and struggle for human rights. However, under Pluto's influence, we could see people fighting not just for political freedoms, but for freedom from the technological systems that might seek to control them. With the rise of digital passports, biometric identification, unified systems based on certain criteria like health checkups, studies, Pluto in Aquarius may lead to a world where our movements are more closely monitored, and access to certain areas will become limited to data-driven decisions. While some of these advancements offer greater efficiency and comfort at first glance, they could also challenge the every idea of personal freedom. So as we step into this new era, we are being called to redefine what freedom means. Will Pluto in Aquarius bring about a technological utopia, or will it tighten control over our lives? The next 20 years will be filled with both promise and challenge. But one thing is clear, we're about to witness profound historical global shifts that will shape the future for generations to come. Thank you for tuning in to this special edition of Astrobooth. If you've enjoyed today's episode, hit the like button, leave a comment, and don't forget to subscribe and share it with the ones you love. Until next time, keep looking up. Thank you.